To attract quality art buyers as an artpreneur, you absolutely must have a badass Instagram account. It is crucial that you nail your first impression on your Instagram so that your art buyers want to follow you and stick around. They want to be wowed and see what's coming next, and they hit that follow button. So I'm going to teach you today three things to nail your first impression on your social media account. Then, how to audit your own social media account to attract art buyers and grow your following on social. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you'll get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've helped thousands of artists realize and achieve their dream. I'm an artist, marketing coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you all the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you can feel like the badass that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. We have a great show for you here today about maximizing your Instagram profile, how to audit your Instagram profile and fix what's broken. After today's show, you're going to up-level your social media profile, which will leave you with a question. Now, how do I grow my following? Let me solve that problem for you right now. The algorithm wants you to post daily, and your followers need you to post daily too. But showing up on social media every day with something new to say can be extremely overwhelming, especially if you aren't seeing results, and more so if you don't have a content plan to guide you. But that's where the Sell Art on Social system comes to the rescue. It's the complete system to transform your social media sales and your content planning workflow forever, where you will get fully customized content to authentically sell your artwork on social media, all done in minutes. Just like Monica and Jesse, who finished the course in just 4 hours, planned all their social media content for the year, and saw results in only 1 week. There is nothing like this for artists anywhere else. First, I teach you how to master the Artpreneur Selling on Social framework, then how to leverage AI and social media technologies. The Sell Art on Social system is for busy artists who want a strategy that makes selling art on social media fast and fun. I will teach you exactly how it works in my new free live training called Beat the Algorithm, the secret formula to sell art better and faster. Seats are limited. Save your seat right now by clicking the link in the show notes or go to jennawebart.com and click Sell Art on Social. It is my absolute purpose to help you live a life that you freaking love from your art and give you that confidence every single week to take one small action to get you there. And I have chronic migraine. I'm editing this episode right now and I just got this crazy tinge of pain. Oh, I just got it again. Oh my God, I can't move my neck that way. I don't talk about this much because my mission is to bring you positivity and empowerment, but it affects me. But here's what you do for me. And my other mission is to help those who are struggling with invisible battles to show up and live your dreams no matter what you're facing. So many of you are sharing your stories with me. On YouTube, I got a comment from a stroke survivor about how she's taking action in her art business and feeling empowered. And first of all, I was like, wow, that's incredible. You're a stroke survivor and you found art. My mom actually had a stroke when she was 48. And so it's been
20 years since that happened. I can't believe it. It is truly what gets me out of bed when I have daily migraines, you guys. It's what gets me out of bed knowing that I am helping you at least take one step towards living a life of more freedom, not living by someone else's rules, and doing what you love every day, creating your passion and financial freedom from it. So keep sharing your stories with me. They keep me moving and they make me want to create more great content for you. It's time to announce our prize winner. We have reached over 88 reviews on Apple Podcasts. You have no idea what it means to me when you leave a 5-star written review, and especially when you share the show and the mission with friends. I am a one-woman production show around here. You have no idea what it takes to publish one episode. It's like cooking a 5-course meal for 50 people. Your support helps me continue to bring you great content. Thanks again. The winner of our Amazon gift card, drawn randomly from the last 8 Apple Podcast reviews, is Miriam Hart. So Miriam, please email me to claim your prize. Let's dive into today's show. The 3 keys to your killer first impression on Instagram are your profile photo, your bio, and the first 9 pieces of content. So let's talk about each of those. First, your profile photo. It has to be your face. Seeing your face and what you do is really important when building connection with your ideal client. Your profile photo has got to have your art in it. We have to know in a split second that you are an artist and we've got to see your smiling face. So we're looking for a headshot with your artwork in the background or you holding your art, but it needs to be a nice tight shot where we can see all of that and no substitutions. Not your logo, not an avatar, nothing else. Only your smiling face and your art. People are not going to emotionally connect with your logo, and no one's going to remember a logo. I know you think it's really important and cool. Your art buyer is not going to remember it. I'm sorry. Now, your warm and welcoming face is what's going to be memorable. That's instant connection to your client. That's relationship building. People build relationships with people, not logos or anything else. Okay. So already we're talking about showing our faces online and we're about to talk about that more. So let's go ahead and talk about feelings of anxiousness we're feeling about showing up online, because I talk to a lot of artists all the time. We have insecurities. There are things that stop us from being in the photo. Perfectionism, introversion, I'm not a people person, or I just want privacy, all these things. But to be an artist and to be discovered by an art buyer online, you have to be seen. And so how do we do that when we do have insecurities and we do have imperfection and these things holding us back? So let's talk about how you can, because I feel all these things too. So how can I show up despite all that? First thing that you can remember is your ideal client is imperfect too, just like you are. They are imperfect and quirky and weird, just like us. And everyone is wonderfully weird and different. And you need to show that about yourself because that's the realness and the connection. So the second thing is to just share about you, because when you share your story, connection is formed and your audience will get a glimpse of themselves in you the more you share. And that's the kind of person you want to sell your artwork to anyway. You're not trying to be anyone other than yourself. The third thing, posting your art online and posting a picture of yourself is not about us, okay? We're not doing it for us, for vanity, for anything other than creating connection with our ideal client. Our profile is not for our neighbor or someone we know in high school. That picture of us and our artwork is going up for our clients, for our art buyers. It's not about us. If we look pretty in the photo, if we posted the most beautiful masterpiece of artwork, no, We can post works in progress. We can show the whole process going down. We can post pictures of ourselves without the makeup or whatever it is, in the clothes we wear in the studio. Showing up imperfectly is better than not showing up at all. So right now, give yourself permission to show up imperfect and be confident anyway. If you are on my Instagram account, you will see pictures of me done up with makeup on and all that. And that's because there are so many days with my chronic illness that I'm wearing sweatpants and even washing my face hurts. But there are days that I am putting on the outfit and the makeup, even though I don't want to, but I'm doing it to step into how I want to feel and the version of myself I want to be. So that's a tangent. But there's also plenty of videos face to camera where I'm talking to you because you don't care what I look like. I am just talking to you without I had COVID and I was talking to you guys with COVID online. So it's not about what you look like. It's not about your age. And I get that question a lot with the students I work with. It's not about anything except for the relationship you're building with your customer. So I'm going to jump off that soapbox for just a minute so we can get to the rest of the content today. Number two, your first 9 pieces of content and what they should be. Your first 9 photos or videos create your first impression. That's the first thing a stranger is going to see when a new user arrives on your profile. So you want that to make a great first impression, and you want that to be intentional and represent what keywords and phrases you have in mind about your brand, your art, and who you are. So if you were to write those down on a piece of paper, those key things you want to be memorable for, just keep that in mind. That's what you want those 9 things to do. Now, in those 9 photos, you want to aim to have yourself in at least 2. For every 6 pieces of content, you want to be in at least every 2 of those or more. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Now, why? Because your ideal client needs to see you in order to build connection with the artist creating the artwork. We're going to come back to that. If today's episode got you thinking about at least one small way you can upgrade your Instagram profile, write, "I am upgrading" in the episode comments. Number 3, your bio. Your bio is precious real estate. You have a character limit of what you can put in there, and it needs to count. This space needs to clearly represent you and what you do. So 2 things here. It needs to be clear that you are an artist, and it needs to be crystal clear that you are an artist with work for sale. Now, this bio can be a miniature version of your artist statement. So we get what your art and you are all about. I really like emojis that represent the essence of your brand because it also gives your profile warmth, and your customer needs to feel warmth. So they feel very comfortable reaching out with any art buying inquiry. So, how to audit your own social media profile, specifically Instagram or any account, and how to audit your profile to grow a social media following. We talked about what intentions you want with your brand and who you are and writing down those as keywords. Think about your first 9 pieces of content. If you look at those and analyze them, what are they communicating about you and your brand? Make sure they are communicating what you intend for it to communicate to a complete stranger. I remember I was doing an audit with one of my students who said that she wanted her brand and her art to be represented as colorful and vibrant. And those were some of the keywords that stood out. But when we were auditing her Instagram profile, there were a lot of photos of her home or her studio that were a lot of earth tones and browns. And there weren't really photos that were close up of her art showing bright colors. So when you went to look at the first 9 photos, colorful and vibrant were absolutely not what was sticking out. So you have to look at your profile in the eyes of a third party or a stranger and say, what is this actually communicating? So writing down on one page what you want it to communicate and then try to come in unbiased and then write down some keywords. What is it communicating? Here's what you can do. The tactile things you can do to audit your account is you can edit your first 9 pieces of content. My favorite thing on Instagram is you can pin your best content to the top. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there are usually 3 little dots or an option on a photo. And when you tap those dots, you want to click the option to pin to top. That means that photo that you loved, that represented you best, now floats to the top and stays pinned to the top of your profile. So that is part of that first impression until you change it. Perfect. Perfect thing to do. Now you can do that with 3 right now on Instagram. The other thing you can do is delete anything that does not represent you best. The only caveat with this is I wouldn't go crazy deleting old content. We're really just looking at your first 9 photos right now. What I would do in the course of a month or 2 is just go back and look at your Instagram and you can do a little quickie audit. Don't go crazy deleting stuff because content and data is queen, okay? It's going to be queen in your business to always post as much as you can and learn what your audience likes, what they don't like. Let the data inform you. It's better to post more and not be so hung up on the details and then let the data inform your decisions. Yeah, don't go crazy deleting stuff, but if something is really just not resonating with the essence of you and your art and it wasn't your best piece, you can always delete it. Nothing is permanent, okay? That's why we can't be afraid to make decisions or take action. Nothing is permanent and you're not going to F up. It's okay. All right. So how do I know all this is true? I spent years of trial and error growing my Instagram account. And when I posted artwork on the wall or by itself versus a shot of me in the photo with the artwork, the difference was astounding. The photos of art alone, what I now call flat photo, performed so much lower. But the photos where you could see me creating, even if it was just my arm in the photo with a brush, performed 10 times better than the flat photos of just the art. The more I showed up in the photo, whether I was creating the work or I was holding a painting that was finished, the engagement would skyrocket. I let the day lead the way. I let the customers tell me what they liked just through the data. Data is queen. And I have taught my Artpreneur Academy students to do the exact same thing. For example, I was on a call with my student, Diana Marshall, and we were doing an Instagram audit of her account. And before Diana applied these techniques, her content was flat in the way that we talked about. We had zero connection to the artist. It was a lot of close-up pictures of her artwork, a lot of resin work, showing close-ups of resin-coated cheese boards, and a lot of the same thing over and over. But there was no pictures of her. And no pictures of her creative process. But after Diane posted pictures of her and various art styles and photo shoots of her on the coast in Maine, we could see her with her art and it really started showing a story. And she put in a couple videos and we could see multiple offers in her business. So as a customer, I'm like, oh, I could buy this from her and I could buy XYZ from her. She doesn't sell just one thing. Her profile really started to show a multi-dynamic, multi-passionate version of Diana. She had so much personality and was so interesting. You got a feel for her personality and her several product offerings. So that made a killer first impression. Now, let me tell you, the results she got were crazy good. So it was so much more intriguing to the buyer because in 90 days, she was seen by over 263,000 accounts. And in 6 months, she gained 400 followers. So that was tripling her Instagram following. And guess what else? She tripled her art sales online. So isn't this strategy? It's simple, but isn't it making it look so much easier, you guys? Well, it gets even easier if you adopt the one-of-a-kind, done-for-you system called Sell Art on Social. It's the complete system to transform your social media sales and your content planning workflow forever, where you will get fully customized content to authentically sell your artwork on social media, all done in minutes. Just like Monica and Jesse, who finished the course in just 4 hours, planned all their social media content for the year, and saw results in only 1 week. There is nothing like this for artists anywhere else. First, I teach you how to master the Artpreneur Selling on Social framework, then how to leverage AI and social media technologies. The Sell Art on Social system is for busy artists who want a strategy that makes selling art on social media fast and fun. I will teach you exactly how it works in my new free live training called Beat the Algorithm, the secret formula to sell art better and faster. Seats are limited. Save your seat right now by clicking the link in the show notes or go to jennawebart.com and click Sell Art on Social. If this podcast has fallen on your heart, I ask for your support today. Please share it with a friend or two. It means the world to me. You have no idea. Your support is the lifeblood to help me show up to keep creating this content for you. Thanks for listening, following, and dropping a 5-star review. I'll see you right here next week.